Widerhall.
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 Widerhall. Das Echolot für Politik, Wirtschaft, Gesellschaft, Wissenschaft und Kultur im Freien Radio Salzkammergut.
Wir bringen dieses Mal im Widerhall eine Reportage von Janek Ritschall, der im FAS ein freiwilliges Umweltjahr absolviert. Er hat in Ungarn zwei Community-Radios besucht und in Budapest mit Akos Cserháti von Zivilradio und Daniel Kemenye von Radio X gesprochen. Beide waren ja auch schon zu Gast im Salzkammergut im Rahmen unseres Kulturhauptstadtprojekts Radio Transfer, bei dem sie uns ausführlich von der schwierigen Situation der freien Medien in Ungarn berichtet haben. Höchst spannend ist natürlich die momentane Situation und die sich aktuell ergebenden Zukunftsperspektiven für diese Radios vor dem Hintergrund der nach der Wahl tiefgreifenden politischen Veränderungen, die sich derzeit in unserem Nachbarland ereignen.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen beim Widerhall hier im Freien Radio Salzkammergut, sagt Janek Ritschall. Ende April 2026 war ich auf einem Study Trip in Budapest. Veranstaltet wurde der Trip von Commit. Mein Ziel dabei war, die freie Medienszene in Ungarn, speziell die freien Radios, kennenzulernen. Möglichkeit dazu hatte ich bei Besuchen beim Civil Radio Budapest und Radio X. Zwei Menschen dahinter habe ich interviewt. Auch politisch war die Situation in Ungarn besonders interessant. Nur wenige Wochen vor unserem Besuch wurde ein neues Parlament gewählt. 16 Jahre regierte die Fidesz-Partei unter Viktor Orban. Jetzt ging die Oppositionspartei TISA unter Peter Magyar als klare Siegerin hervor. Orbans Regierung hatte großen Einfluss auf die Medienlandschaft in Ungarn. Mit dem Regierungswechsel verbinden viele die Hoffnung auf Veränderung. Nach einem gemeinsamen Abendessen am Vortag ging es am nächsten Morgen mit dem Programm los. Akos, unser Ansprechpartner vor Ort, hat uns zuerst eine kurze Stadttour gegeben, danach haben wir uns gleich auf den Weg zu Radio X gemacht. Dort wartete schon Daniel auf uns. Daniel ist Journalist und seit vielen Jahren in der freien Medienszene aktiv. Gemeinsam mit einer Gruppe von Freunden gründete er 2020 Radio X. Seitdem sendet es 24 Stunden pro Tag, wobei der Großteil Musik ist. Daniel selbst sagt, was wirklich wichtig ist, sind die verbleibenden Stunden, wo die von Freiwilligen erstellten Sendungen laufen. Hören wir nun, was Daniel über Radio X und die freie Medienszene in Ungarn zu erzählen hat. Die Interviews in dieser Sendung sind auf Englisch geführt worden.
How does the radio finance itself?
We operate mostly by donations, not just from our listeners, but by our radio makers. What I think is important that we are not really say to our radio members to pay after the radio shows or something. We always just say that if you feel that it's important to donate something or finance your radio, do it, and we are really appreciate it. But if you cannot afford it or something, it's not a problem. You are still part of the community, and you are an important member of the community, so we don't mind if it happens. And what is really interesting, and I think really important, that we get so many funds from the listeners. And I think, for example, if we just broadcast a radio show and get one or two messages only from the listeners, we can sometimes think that, okay, not really, they not really listen our radio, they not really following what's happened on the radio, but at the end of the day, they finance it, and maybe they understand the importance of the existence of the radio, and I think this is amazing and I really enjoy it. And of course we have EU funds, we have Erasmus funds, but we get some smaller grants from the BIRN, this Balkan Investigative Reporting Network. There are some smaller grants, but the main leg in our finances is the donations.
Okay. When you first started the radio, did you have regulations or rules to follow from the government?
First, there was some, but really the online broadcasting itself is not really regulated in Hungary yet. We will see. So it's not really regulated, it's a really free part of the whole media ecosystem. But year by year we started to face many kind of new regulations, which was not really a kind of a help for us. More like a thing from a government which want to destroy this work we do. For example, we are facing with so many legal requirements regarding to our finances, and I'm really agree that we have to show to our listeners or to our communities in a really transparent way that what we collected, how many money we collected, and what we actually spent for from that budgets. But I think it's a bit funny that as a non-profit NGO, as Radio X, we have to send almost more stricter financial documents to the government than the commercial companies, which is wow. But yeah, we have to deal with that because this is the system in Hungary and we have to adopt in a way. It's always a struggle, to be honest. Not just in the financial parts, of course, in the legal parts, because there are so many requirements from the government, but we always try to deal with it as far as we know.
Okay. What I forgot to ask is, how do you broadcast?
We are broadcasting online. We have a 24-hour program on the internet. It's a really music-based program, so you can hear almost in 22 hours a day jazz music. But I think what really matters is the remaining 2 hours where the volunteers had possibilities to record the show, and we pre-record it or play, or we can broadcast it live. What we produce, we have a classical radio stream. You can listen Radio X as a radio, but I think, and this is a really new thing and a kind of a reform in the community of Radio X, that we have to open another channels and we have to think about that, how can we record our programs to bring something new on that, to not just act like a normal radio program, but to add some extra to it, some extra creativity, some extra visibility. And now we started to set up a video studio. We can record the conversations through cameras and through some elements what we have all around the studio. So yeah, we try to open these new channels such as YouTube, such as Twitch, and we will see. Now it's kind of a new direction in the life of the radio.
Okay, yeah. Just to explain it a little bit to the audience, we are sitting in the recording studio right now, and around me there are 3 cameras, a monitor, lighting, and some plants, and a nice studio with microphones where you record podcasts. Do you have hopes that some things change with the new government?
We always just say that the only thing which remains is the hopes. So I try to be optimistic, but after these 16 years of existence of the Fidesz system, I want to be a bit more moderate. I think it is a beginning of a good period or a good change or something which can change something, but I think the problems are deeper in Hungary, as somebody knows first. We have problems not just with the governments, but with the all of the institutions, all of the everyday parts of the world, with the kind of ideas and reflexes in the people affected by who was affected by the propaganda and the always hate speech spreaded by the propaganda in the previous years. So we have to change, I think, too many years, and I think this change is not we cannot do it in 4 years. We cannot do it in 10 years. We have to be patient and we have to wait for that. But if something starts to happen in this country, then I will be optimistic. We can wait, but we are really waiting for somebody who starts these kind of changes to bring back Hungary to a more democratic way. We are really waiting for it. So yeah. We will see.
Yeah, change takes time, but maybe now it's a good opportunity.
Yeah.
Maybe do you have anything that you just want to get out, that you want to talk about?
I'm really appreciate all the time when you guys just come to Hungary and visit us and ask questions about the Hungarian things that about what's happening in Hungary. It's always, I think, in the previous 60 years, this support motivated us a lot to okay, we have friends all around Europe or in the next country, even if we are politically not really friends or I don't know, but yeah, we have true friends who are really try to follow our story. And this helped a lot in the previous 16 years. So we cannot be any thankful for that. Every single question or something. What I can say that keep following what happened in Hungary. I think it will be a really interesting period of the history of our country, and.
We will see. One last question. I need a good one. Did you ever think or have the fear of having to close the radio or that it can't stay?
It's to be honest, it was a constant thing in my mind in the previous 6 years. Because of the financial situation and because of the political situation. It happened with us all the time, and we said that the problem is with this political system that our conversations with our radio members, it's always it's not about our topics, it's not about our radio shows mainly. It's not about our I don't know, ideas, but it's about our existence. And it's not normal to live or to operate with a radio from week to week, from month to month, having this bad feeling that, okay, maybe we will run out of money. We cannot pay for the office rent, we cannot pay the bills. And this pressure itself always really hard, and you have to deal with it if you want to operate. And we always just try to save the members a little bit from these topics. And personally, me and my two or three friends wanted to deal with the question of existence, but of course we always try to involve all of the members. But yeah, it was a constant problem, and we had so many situations where we was only a centimeter away to close everything, because we had too many bills to pay, and had nothing in our bank account. But we always solved this situation somehow. So now we officially have a saying that there will be something. We will see. We always solved this situation. So now, so if another one comes, we will solve it somehow.
I wish you good luck with that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the interview.
Das war Daniel von Radio X. Im Gespräch hat er unter anderem erklärt, wie sich das Radio finanziert, welche Herausforderungen unabhängige Medien in Ungarn bewältigen müssen und warum er trotz aller Schwierigkeiten optimistisch bleibt. Direkt im Anschluss zum Interview mit Daniel hatte ich die Gelegenheit, noch mit Akos von Civil Radio zu sprechen. Auch ihn habe ich nach der Situation freier Medien in Ungarn gefragt, nach den Auswirkungen der vergangenen Jahre und nach seinen Hoffnungen für die Zukunft. I'm here with Akos in front of the studio of Radio X. Introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Akos Cserháti, and I am a coordinator, a so-called managing director of Civil Radio, which is a community radio. The first community radio that got licensed in Hungary, and I'm doing a lot of things, almost everything there.
Can you specify a bit more?
It's hard to specify it now. There were times when we had 12 employees, technicians, news editor, a coordinator of volunteers, and now when we got less and less foundings and grants, and our resources are really basic and very low. Then I remain the only employee. Therefore, I'm responsible for actually everything. So I write tenders, applications. I try to lobby for money for the radio. But sometimes I clean the carpet and clean the windows. That's my task too, but what I like the best is talking to our volunteers and thinking on new radio shows and helping the. The only thing that I do not really do is being behind the microphone, or I'm not part of the radio shows. I just help the volunteers, the program makers, in a technical way or in other developments, or how can they make their recordings better. So that kind of assistance work, but I don't like to be behind the microphone and making radio shows. So this is the only thing that I don't do in a radio.
Okay, you said that the resources are low right now. Why is that so?
Previously, because our and now ex-government came to power. So before 2010, we had a relatively flourishing community radio system, which means that we had nearly 90 community radios all over Hungary, which is compared with the measurement of Hungary and the population, it was a huge number. And before 2010, those governments recognized this radio type and what we represent, and they were aware of the fact that with a little money, how much community activities can be taken and how important these radios, especially in the smaller settlements in Hungary. And when this government came, they immediately changed the media law and they tried to eliminate the independent media sector. And though these community radios are not the most influential with a huge reach, their main focus is on the development of the community, but somehow the government considered them as an enemies or something that is better that does not exist, and try to suspend all the grants that were given before to the community radios, and we lost those support and grants that were given by the media authority or by different ministries and different independent national institutions. So from inside Hungary, we didn't have the chance to apply to anywhere, and the only option was the European Union, being part of European Union projects. But since we are, and CV Radio is a small in terms of financial capacities, in the last couple of years it was really hard and difficult to apply to European monies. The only option was being partner in bigger consortiums, but in the last years almost all of those projects in which we were involved failed, and that resulted that we have very many difficulties in keeping and maintaining the radio. But this is the main thing, that this type of radios should be supported by independent institutions, because they cannot make their living on the market. Obviously we don't have a big reach and we don't want to advertise, but on the other side the advertisers don't want to bring their money into radios which has not significant reach, so we really need the support of those bigger NGOs and institutions, or even the state, to keep up the community activities, and that caused the lack of capacities, which were obvious before 2010, but from 2010 the government tried to eliminate not just the independent media but all these community activities. It's better when the people are not gathering and talking and discussing. That was the main principle and idea of the previous government.
Okay. And now with a change in government, do you have hopes or expectations that something changes?
We are hoping and we have expectations. Partly because it seems now that this government tried to rely on the not just the opinion but on the work of experts. And if we're just talking about our field, the independent media or the community radio, those people who are experts, they always recognize the importance of community radio and also the importance of CV radio. So we hope that the media law will change, the regulation will change, the practice, people will change in the media authority, in the media council, and these people are real media experts, not politically appointed puppets or people who did nothing for the media sector. So we really hope that the whole structure and this grant or funding structure will change, and again, as before 2010, the appreciation and the recognition of the community radio movement will come back.
I heard that right now you don't have any frequencies. How do you broadcast?
Well, online stream. And when we lost our frequency in 2019, so basically 6-7 years ago, we thought that it means that the radio is over. No frequency, no radio, but we still had the online stream because it was natural to broadcast online as well. And many people phoned into the studio. We got so many feedback at that time that even in 2018 or 19, the regular radio devices were a bit outdated. So many people listened us via smartphones or computers. So they listened to the stream instead of the terrestrial broadcast. It's a lucky situation that in 2019 the internet was so available and accessible and so natural to everyone that compared to the early 2000s or compared when we started and there was no internet, the loss of frequency would have really meant the radio's end. But in 2019 it was good. Still, there's a lot of discussion within the radio makers at CB Radio that this type of radio, the frequency radios, are outdated and it's really not modern and less people are listening to radio, but there are podcasts and podcast culture. But we also have many, many podcasts and we try to put all the shows to podcast channels. But in the community radio, we said that it's very important to us to keep the linear stream and act as a radio, as a traditional radio, because the podcasts are just a collection of radio shows. And what would be the interest of us to come together and talk about common things? Because we don't have common things, other people are doing their shows. But if you are in a radio, then you have to pay attention what is the program that is before your program and what is the following show. You can refer to it. You have to pay attention to the music genre you play. So you have to pay attention to common rules and common things. And we said that this is why, though many people can say that it's outdated and less modern, but for the community aspect, for the reason to come together and discuss common things, for a community radio it's very important to keep this linear broadcast.
Okay, and one last question. Did you at one point in time think that it's over, there's no chance to come back now, or were you always hopeful that it stays?
We always had struggles, and I think when the radio was started and those people who found it, they could have founded commercial radio as well, saying that the most important is generating money and profit, and this is the way how we can do it, and we should play the most listenable hits and we should make shows like in every other radios. But it was a path, it was a road that this, and it was the decision of the founders and those people who later joined to the radio, that all of them were aware of the fact that this is not an easy thing. It won't be ever supported so well and so much. But they intentionally choose the harder way and the harder path. I think that until there will be communities, and this is the nature of people or humanity, that we are living in communities and we are not solitude or people who are living alone, and until there are communities and community needs, this type of publicity and this type of radio movement is needed and required. And from the feedback of our listeners and the people who are supporting us, they always strengthen us in this, that this is really needed. No, we are in a very crucial and critical financial situation, but that's not really new in our life. And we are always hoping that somehow we can manage, somehow we can, because it's the history of 32, 33 years now prove that there's a need to civil radio or community radios like us, and somehow so far we could always manage our survival.
Okay, thank you for the interview. Good luck.
Das war Akos vom Civil Radio Budapest. Im Rahmen meines Study Trips nach Ungarn Ende April 2026 habe ich mit ihm und mit Daniel von Radio X über die Situation freier Medien in Ungarn gesprochen. Beide Radios senden heute ausschließlich online. Während Civil Radio seine Frequenz 2019 verloren hat, war Radio X von Anfang an nur online zu hören. Derzeit versucht Radio X, neue Wege auszuprobieren und weitere Kanäle zu eröffnen. Wie man hören konnte, waren beide positiv zur neuen Regierung gestimmt. Jetzt muss man die Situation nur weiter verfolgen. Auch in Österreich machen sich einige Gedanken zur Zukunft der freien Medien.
Das war der Widerhall mit einer Reportage von Jannik Ritschall, der im FAS ein freiwilliges Umweltjahr absolviert, mit Interviews mit Akos Cerati von Zivilradio und Daniel Kemeni von Radio X. Liebe Grüße an dieser Stelle an die beiden, die ja, wie gehört, schon in den vergangenen Jahren im Austausch mit dem FAS gestanden sind. Nachzuhören und herunterzuladen ist die Sendung auf freies Radio AT und der Widerhall. Jörg Stöger verabschiedet sich im Namen des Teams.
Sie hörten den Widerhall. Jeden Dienstag um 18 Uhr. Die Wiederholung jeweils Mittwoch um 10 und Donnerstag um 17 Uhr.